All right, Jennifer, go ahead.
Okay, is it working?
Yes, yes, it is.
Okay, great. Thank you all for coming out. My name is Jennifer. I am a certified EMF specialist, and I'm here to talk to you today about these things here. And one of the things that's not on there that is also a new thing, too. So, all of you are probably familiar with ionizing radiation like X-rays, CT scans. Things that we know are harming us. What if the technology that we are using now is also harming us and we're just not aware of how and how much? And that's what I'm here today to talk about. So basically, some common sources of EMFs that are just in our houses every day. Routers, phones, our meters, our electric meters that are probably smart meters. And then we've got 5G satellites. We've got basically all technology that's Bluetooth wireless, including the wiring in our house, which is electric, and then the dirty electricity from the overwiring of our houses too. And then things like rotary motors. A lot of people don't realize that the faster that motor spins, it creates a physics phenomenon called a back EMF. That you may or may not be aware of, even though it's not a wireless thing, it is a biologically harmful field that that is creating. And then what we have going on now too is the high-speed fiber that's being buried everywhere is even though that is an insulated cable, the energy is not staying within that, and it's coming out, and it is causing people harm as well. So how strong are EMFs today? It's measured that in the year from 2007 to 2017, it has gotten one quintillion times higher. And just to kind of put that into perspective, that is a million trillion times higher. And then we are almost a decade beyond 2017 now into 2027, and it's estimated this is exponentially higher in terms of how much stronger things have gotten. Some common effects from EMFs. The things that we hear most often are fatigue, sleep disturbances, head tensions, immune system imbalances, infertility, and there is some concern too with things like Alzheimer's and cancer as well. Come on in. There are over 10,000 studies from EMFs proving the harm. If you include military papers, because military is always the first to use this technology, that pretty much doubles to 20,000 articles of proof of harm. And bioinitiative.org has aggregated a lot of studies with the causative biological effects. And that is an independent organization that has no affiliation with monetary revenue. And these are just scientists basically, out of their goodness of their heart, just saying that we need to get this stuff out there. So that's a great resource to go to. It's also estimated that children have 2 to 2.5 times the DNA damage as adults. And a woman's eggs from conception, a female that is born, has all of her eggs at birth. And it's estimated that there is 10 times per the amount of DNA damage from a child that is growing in utero. So there's some studies. The most expensive and longest term study done was actually done by our government. It was a 10-year study concluded in 2018. So this is back with 1 and 2G. And the conclusions of this study, well, it was done by the National Toxicology Program. You can actually still find it at the NIH website. It's still listed on there, although it's pretty hard to find, but it's buried down there and you can see it. And again, this is back when we had 2 and 3G. There was clear evidence of cancer in male rats and cancerous heart tumors developed. And there was evidence of tumors in the brain and adrenal glands of exposed male rats as well. So basically, the way that the study concluded is it was the data were given to a blind panel of scientists and doctors, and they were just told to say, is it conclusive or not conclusive that this data represents a cancerous outcome. And 100% of the panel said, yes, there is a direct correlation. So everyone agreed on the results and everyone said that it causes cancer in rats and mice. And again, this is back with 2 and 3G. Another study was done. This is called the Reflex Study, and this is 12 institutions across Europe that studied the cell phone effects comparative to X-ray radiation. And it was headed by Franz Aldoffer, a German professor. It was a pretty substantial amount of money that went in, about 3 million euro. And again, this was across 12 institutions around Europe. And their conclusion was 24 hours on a cell phone equals 1600 chest x-rays in the amount of DNA damage. This was back in 2025, about a little over a year ago. And this was just basically systemic review of animal studies and radio frequency and the environment. And there was certainty in the study that there was damage from the radiation and a link between that and cancer in animals. And that was backed by the World Health Organization. Okay, now I don't know if this is gonna play or not. Let's see. No. This was basically a former, it wasn't playing, no. He's basically warning people. Yeah, it was the last slide. If I hit, it should have just started playing. Mm-hmm. It was a little clip from him.
Do you want me to see, is this something like that's available on YouTube?
No, that one is not. That's embedded. The other one that I was going to show, if it doesn't play, is. Okay. So I can get to that one if, and that one's really much better because it shows live blood under a microscope. Basically, what he's saying is there is a direct link of harm and this radiation from devices, and 40 countries have passed legislation with the exception of the U.S. The U.S. is basically just kind of a free-for-all in terms of what companies want to put out there in terms of the strength.